Dissident Republicans are being blamed for the rioting across Northern Ireland last night, which left a number of police officers injured. The most serious clashes occurred in the Ardoyne area of North Belfast, where 9 officers were hurt and at least 1 teenager was taken to hospital. The violence took place on the day the Protestant Orange Order held their annual parade, which commemorates the 1690 battle victory by King William of Orange over Catholic rival James II for the British throne. Policy analyst Robin Wilson told us more about the Orange Order and its parade.
In more recent times, they've come to represent a section of the Protestant minority in Ireland, obviously the majority in Northern Ireland, who see themselves threatened by the Catholic majority on the island as a whole. And the parades take the form of bands and members of the Orange Order wearing their characteristic orange sashes. And for a day on the 12th of July, this gives the members of the Orange Order this sense that far from being an embattled minority in Ireland, they're actually a self-confident and assured majority in Northern Ireland who dominate the streets. From the standpoint of members of the Catholic community, of course, that's in turn seen as oppressive, and most Catholics in Belfast tend to get out of the city if they can for this period in July, and if they have some holiday home somewhere, they will go there for this period rather than experience the parades, which do leave a great deal of debris behind them. In the run-up to this parade this year, there have been a number of sectarian incidents where symbolic premises like Catholic churches, or indeed on the other side, Orange halls owned by the Orange Order have been attacked. And it was particularly serious last night because shots were fired at the police by so-called dissident Republicans.